Holy Ghost. See, when the fire comes and there's enough wood, it don't matter what you put on there, it's going to change. Do you understand? That's what we're going to do. We're going to let heaven come. He's going to come down. He's going to rend things as we know it. He's going to put things like in order like He wants it. Because see what's... Let's explain something here. Because I'm talking to you like you understand, but you don't. See, in our church, we have hundreds of churches. So when I go to church, usually there's 10 or 12 of them, 15 of them get together and have a big old conference. And every time I go preach, there's hundreds and hundreds of people. So it's a hard thing to do to pray for everybody all at one time. So what God has done is He remedied that. See, you are in the old format. You still have fellowship, music, offering, preaching, prayer time. See how it is? You still are in the old way. The reason I know there's a new way is because it caught us off guard. I believe 1,000% in prayer and fasting, meditating the Scriptures, praise and worship, spiritual warfare, hating the devil, loving Jesus, fellowship, relationship. I believe all that, right? You got that? But it's what you can't do. You can't get up here for 45 minutes and worship God like y'all was a while ago. Because the first thing that's going to happen is God's going to come by the musicians and bump them on the way to get you. And everybody goes at one time. That's different. So we don't sing first no more. No singing. That's a while. Jesus. Well, what do y'all do? Pray? Can't pray either. We figured, well, He don't want no music. We'll pray and then we'll start preaching. I found out quick that was wrong. That's not what He wanted. Get a couple of prayer warriors up there, let them pray for a couple of minutes. Boom, He bumps them. Everybody's gone. So I'm sitting with the elders, we're trying to figure this out. All right. He don't want to hear, He don't care about our prayer and our praise. All right, wait a minute. He's the one told us that's the right thing to do. Now He's changing things. Something's wrong here. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to find out who's got the word of the Lord. We're going to stand up, walk straight up there with our Bibles open, and take off preaching. Nothing in the front, because in the back is going to be straight Shekinah glory. Because I've tried my best to finish messages. You can't do it. Because He comes trucking up behind you and you can feel Him when and He's just sitting there waiting. He just bumps you on the way by. You usually land over there on a pole or upside down or somewhere over there. As He hits the first row, you're usually in the air when the first row's going down. And everybody's gone. Our church is different than y'all. Jesus. See, when the fire comes, it changes things. But we've got fire. I didn't say you didn't have fire. We need some more wood. Just put some more wood on it. You'll do fine. Because it'll change. I've had some pastors down analyzing this thing. I've invited a few pastors, important people, down to our work, and I'll bring in 400 or 500 pastors or wives, And they'll be all lined up there. And I can feel it anymore. I can tell you when we're going to have it. All I have to do, I mean, seriously, is this right here. I'll line up my elders. There's nine of them, nine Indian elders and myself. And we lift our hands up and we all holler in unison, El fuego de Dios porque Cristo vive. The fire of God because Jesus is alive. And when we holler that, it doesn't matter what's going on. God interrupts our life and changes it. So you see, I'm not anymore used to your way. It's fine with me. Your way is okay with me. But it's not what we're doing anymore. Because Jesus came. And He changed it. Our conferences are not like y'all's either. Y'all's are set up. You got allotment of time. You got things to do. You got to get back down to Silicon Valley in the morning. You got things to do. Jesus. Jesus. Ours starts at 7 o'clock in the morning. Usually after 4 or 5 waves of power, I'm tired and go home at midnight. After standing all day and doing what? Well, I'll show you. Come, Lord Jesus, come. And when you do that all day, He shows up. Your agenda's too strict. Loosen it up. Give more place to the Holy Ghost. Give more time to the power of God. Jesus, let the power flow. After we get knocked down the first time, it's usually 4 hours to where we're able to do something. Then we line up 7 or 8 bands because they don't last long. We line them up. And I always start them out on the blood of Jesus. And I look at them, start worshiping God. You're a musician. And they always have fear. Because they know they're in the front line. Judah takes it to the chin first. God slams them, comes right straight through. Jesus. See, it says right in my Bible. Verse 2 is when fire kindles the brushwood and the fire causes the waters to boil. To make your name known. There is no name greater than the name of Jesus. There is no name. You religious demons are inferior. You successful millionaires are inferior. Your homes, your cars, your clothes, your wives, your husbands, your children, everything that you have in front of Jesus is inferior to His power. He comes to make His name known, Pastor. That's why He's going to come. There's no other reason. It's not because you told Him to. It's not because we begged Him to. It's because He wants to come bless His children with a great name. That's right. Jesus. Listen, I'm telling you. What is wrong with me is because I've been in lots of services like this in our work. And in walks a woman with a little bundle of blankets. And she'll walk straight up to me and hand me them bundle of blankets. And inside that bundle of blankets, I'm well versed now. There's a dead baby in there, see? Who knows what killed it? Who knows the name of the disease? Don't you understand? All of your proper teaching on sorting it all out and put it in its place and nothing, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. What is relevant is the anointing. I believe that you put all this stuff up because of fear, personally. I believe that you want to hear of the glory of God and you want to experience it, but there's this nagging doubt that causes you trouble. Well, I'm here to fight that thing. The Holy Ghost is going to cut it out. The sword of the Spirit will slice it and dice it. And the name of Jesus will be exalted. I hold these little babies. I don't pray anymore. I'm going to do it. I really believe I should. But I'm still preaching, so I just hold the baby. And pray. Preach! See? Preaching. Anointed preaching is the power of God. Jesus. The great Holy Ghost is fixing to prove that in a minute. Jesus. Because you see, all of a sudden that little bundle will start kicking. And you unwrap that thing. And you take that grave wrap off. And you got a little naked baby squealing for mama. Mama walks up and you just hand that little baby back to mama. Mama takes the bottle out and feeds it. And everybody's blessed. See, you put too much stock in what you see, in your knowledge of the situation. You got to rely on Jesus. Your knowledge is very valuable. I suggest to you to study. The Word of God teaches us to. But I also suggest to you to not let knowledge puff you up and think that you're the one. The one is Jesus. It's the name of Jesus. It's the name of Jesus. He comes down. He rends the heaven. Here's why. To make your name known to your adversaries. I'm going to tell you what the adversary of God is. Anything that's not found in the kingdom of God. That includes every disease and every demonic host. Jesus. And every Christian that's in bad character and attitude. Jesus. Holy Ghost, you're wonderful. See, that the nations may tremble at your presence. How long has it been since the presence of God has come on you and you just were so overwhelmed by it as a body of believers that you just shook and trembled in the presence of God? You should see it when His presence comes. You should see it when His glory. I've watched grown men after 3 days of being in the presence of God, they lash themselves to poles, begging us not to take them home so they can stay in the presence of God. We take knives and cut them loose. Get out of here. We've got to go home. Boy, you indifferent thing. You come stay with them. I got to go preach somewhere else. It's not that I'm not indifferent. We go on. The cloud is moving. You follow the cloud. You got to understand. It's great here, but you follow the cloud. But there's plenty of water. There's plenty of food for our animals. There's food for us. We're comfortable here. We enjoy here. I know. It's God. But you'll become stagnant there. Your food will turn to worms. Follow the cloud. It's moving. Jesus. Jesus. Verse 3. When you did terrible things we did not expect. See, that's what's going on with us. I felt when I was over in Europe that God was ready to take our work to another level, another stage, a new move. I don't know. Have no idea its name. And I'm not interested in your version of what its name is. I don't want to hear it. Because I know God opened a window of opportunity to us a few years ago, and our entire work went through it. There's not one work we've got that it's not flowing this power. All of us are. Every pastor, every elder, all of us. It's amazing to see the unity. It's amazing to watch. You came down, the mountains quaked at your presence, far from of old. No one. The things I'm telling you in 5 years will be old history. Isn't that something? Because such new and great things from God are coming. Such great power is available. Jesus. I admit to you, I didn't think it possible to beat raising the dead. I honestly give you a statement there. I went to God 4 years straight. Got to see a little 9-year-old boy raised from the dead in the presence of our enemies. Black magic warlocks. Spiritist healers. Cursing me with every breath. And we lay hands on this child and God brings it back from the dead. And when that happened, an energy went in me that'll never leave. What you see wrong, the aggression you feel, that's where it came from. The things that you figure, give me a week with that man, I can adjust him. The things that you feel like needs adjusting. The power that came on me from watching God do what He said He could do has forever changed me. And now I personally have been in a blessing. I've been in on 21 dead raisings. Our work has been in on 250. That's a bunch of folks. But that's not nothing compared to what we're going to do. It's slowed down a little bit. We're only getting about one a month now. Sometimes two. But the glory of God. I didn't believe it possible in my spirit to think that there was something greater than this awesome power that I was watching. But the great Holy Ghost came in Shekinah glory and changed all that. Verse 4. Far from of old, no one has heard, nor perceived by the ear, nor has the eye seen a God besides you, who works and shows Himself active on behalf of him who earnestly waits for Him. I don't care what I've seen or you either. I know that we're just getting started.